Songs from the Beatles and Sir Paul will be filling the air on the quad if you arrive early. But it won't be Paul. The idea happened shortly after the concert was announced. Student co-producer Drea Cherry says the planning and logistics have continued over the summer.
The marching band's playing. The jazz ensemble is playing. We have two really big name student bands on campus. Flotus and Bluettes are playing. The a cappella groups, an orchestra. It's a very diverse group of people and musicians, which I think is what makes it so great. We also have musicians from in the School of Music and outside of the School of Music, so we're just really showing how diverse and how popular this music can be and trying to take advantage of all of the different types and styles we have on campus.
The longevity of the music of the Beatles and McCartney continue to reach younger generations. Members of the student band Flotus are dreaming of a particular person in the audience for their outdoor concert.
It's like, I guess, an honor to be able to like play on a small scale right next to where a legend is going to be putting on such a huge show.
Paul McCartney is known for always coming out to these types of things and, you know, showing his face, checking it out.
We can only hope.
We can only hope. It's a legend.
They intend to have people rocking out.
Had such a great impact on music, not even pop music, but everywhere they touch is something big. So it's kind of exciting for us. And I think it's really neat to see how Paul McCartney's music is so cross-generational. My parents are just as excited about this concert as I am right now.
McCartney Madness takes place from 1:30 to 6:30 p.m. Saturday and was arranged through the Settner School of Music. John Smith, WAR News.